Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D. I'm your host, Jill, here with Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hey, hello.
Hello. And we're coming to you, unfortunately, from Zoom, but the good news is it's one Zoom. The next couple should be in person. We're here to discuss New Girl Season 3, Episode 21, Big News. And before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing tonight. Joe, do you have a feeling stick item?
Not tonight.
Heather, do you?
Yes, I do. I watched the best movie on HBO. It's called Feast of Love. Don't miss it. It's amazing. And guess who's on it? Nick's mom. She plays a psychic.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and then the other thing I watched that I wanted to share about was called Best Man Down, also on HBO Max. And it was there's no one from New Girl in it, but it was the weirdest experience because the villain, this really bad guy, was named Winston. And it's so weird to watch someone use that name and the person not be snuggly.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
All right, so that brings us in straight into the episode. Since we're on Zoom, we have a bit more of a time limit. The Netflix description is, Jess and Nick struggle to keep news of their breakup from their friends, and Winston demands a party in honor of his acing the police academy exam. I don't like the use of the word demands in this description. Joe, what is your Joe Flicks description?
Well, it's after an old, I forget who sings it. Well, it's a song and it's called Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know who sings that either because that is old. Okay, Heather, do you prefer Joe Flicks or Netflix?
Joe Flicks.
Okay, I'm going to call it a tie on this one. Nice. Guest stars from this episode include no one new, so we can skip that segment, which is helpful, and jump straight into the episode. So we're in Nick's room. It's the day after the breakup. He's written on his hand to remind himself that he's broken up. Different messages all over his hand. Joe, do you remember that movie you loved about the guy who had no short-term memory? I think it was called Memento or something. And he had to write everything about himself on his body. Do you remember that? You're obsessed with it. Yeah. Every time I watch this, I think of you because I remember how much you liked that movie. Anyway, he finds Jess changing in the closet because she doesn't feel like she can get dressed in the room. And then they're sitting on the bed awkwardly talking. Neither of them are handling the breakup well, but they're both pretending they're handling the breakup well. Nick's not drunk calling. She's not watching Dirty Dancing. They decide it's time to tell everyone and go outside and find all the guys dancing and celebrating because Winston is now in the police academy.
Oh, really quick though. I cannot imagine what a hard position Jess and Nick are in. Because, like, I used to date coworkers, and then the day would be long and horrible because we were broken up and really awkward. And all I wanted to do was get home because, like, you're safe at home.
Yeah.
Imagine living with your ex.
A hot mess. I mean, I will say, I feel like she could have went and slept on the couch that night. There was no reason to stay in the room.
I know.
But I do see how they end up in the predicament they do in a few minutes. So Winston says that he believes they should have a banquet in honor of him. And is there any reason why anyone thinks today shouldn't be all about him?
Right.
And he flashes to Nick and Jess back in the room like, okay, we can't tell them today. We just have to pretend to one day. Nick's acting a little too okay. Jess ends up crying in her car. Nick goes and talks to Tran. Exactly. And Nick says, this part broke my heart, that he's in pain and he feels like he's lying to his best friend.
Oh.
And then Tran gives him no advice because he's just staring at him, but he decides that he needs to focus on Winston and that's going to get him through this period of feeling terrible, but also having to fake that he's still dating Jess.
Well, in all fairness to Tran, Nick did pull him out of his dance recital.
The recital.
Yes, the recital. And then Nick has to say, Tran, you're my best friend too. Don't get weird.
Yeah.
Love it.
So we're back at the loft and Nick is saying that a banquet's not big enough. If he could have his, you know, biggest dream, what would it be? And Winston says he wants a honey roast, which is a roast, but when people say nice things about you instead, he would like a prominent chair and Nick to MC. And then finally, Nick's just like, more and more, what else? And finally, he wants Nick to dress as Ferguson, but that's where Nick draws the line. And I like the policeman pinata.
Yeah, and you know, Winston deserves it to be all about him, because remember how his birthday was all about Cece's wedding?
Well, we all know we support the honey roast because it's a whole segment in our show.
Yes, we absolutely support it.
So now we're at the bar and Winston sends a text that, quote, dress code is optional, end quote. And we find out that Cece is studying for her GED, but she has no flashcards. And she's going to take over. And she says, he says something about her Australian boyfriend. She says, actually, he's from Perth. And I love how he goes, Perth is in Australia. Cece, we'll start with geography.
And flashcards, because I'm the queen of flashcards.
I so make our son, my son use flashcards and he hates it, but it always works.
It always works.
So did you use flashcards when you used to, did you study stuff?
No, I usually just took the test and passed.
Okay. Moving on.
Study.
We're at Cece's apartment and Jess bursts in to find her and Jess. Nope, not her. That would be weird for Jess to burst in and find herself. We're at Cece's and Jess bursts in to find Cece and Schmidt studying, and they go in a separate room and she tells Jess Cece that her and Nick have broken up. A little more on that in a minute, because we're back at the loft where Nick is on his fifth or sixth attempt at a prominent chair. He's way too wound up. And he says he doesn't know what to say about Winston. And Coach says, obviously, the cutest thing about Winston is his yawn. And we see a flashback to Winston yawning. How cute is that, Hebs? I know you enjoyed it. So cute. So then Nick eventually tells Coach about the breakup. And Coach gives terrible advice. Don't show her you're in pain. Hide all your feelings and take some of Schmidt's anxiety pills. He doesn't have anxiety.
Maybe they're for like presentation. Oh, Nick?
Schmidt has anxiety. Yeah, Schmidt
in this has a moment, lot of he's upset about the breakup. I wouldn't say he's experiencing anxiety.
No, take these the are old pills.
Just take the edge off.
Yeah. Well,
Heather, you're like encouraging people to take drugs that aren't theirs. So.
Oh, okay. Don't do that, you guys. My bad. My bad. That's
we should all just take our own prescriptions.
Yeah.
So Cece and Jess are back talking, and Jess is like, Nick's happier than me. And he looks happier than Coach watching Winston yawn. Happier than me watching Coach watching Winston yawn. Yeah. You see the same scene, but with a pan out of Jess watching with like some tea. So cute. And Cece's like, it's all an act. You just need to go talk to him. I'm going to go with you. Cece's being a great friend in this episode and the next. She always is a good friend, yeah. Especially this episode.
Nice to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the funniest part of that during the whole conversation, Schmidt's outside.
Yes.
And he's like, are you guys French kissing? Jess, are you pregnant? Did I just make it weird? I made it weird.
And then he says to Cece, you probably can't even spell pregnant.
Yeah. He's a little harsh with Cece and some of the lines that are coming. So we're back at the loft and Coach gives Jess a big hug. And when she says, what are you doing? Why? And he remembers he can't tell. He pretends that that's how he now greets everyone. A hug, a kiss on the head, and then a bow. Yeah. And I love in a few scenes from now when Schmidt comes in, how he reacts like it's totally normal, does the bow back. So funny. So we're back in the room and Jess is like, I think we should be honest about how we're feeling to Nick. And Nick's acting super weird because he's basically high. He puts on some sunglasses. He says, I feel great. I feel amazing. And just trying to take it well, basically.
Well, he had to put sunglasses on because he was twitching. She's like, why are you winking at me?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not. I better put some sunglasses on.
Oh, Nick. So now Schmidt does the coach hug. And he's yelling at Cece, why do I care more about your future? How could you leave while we were studying? And she finally just blurts out, Nick and Jess broke up. And Schmidt says, I am a child of divorce. I am fragile. And then says, I have something really mean about her being not smart enough to pass the test on the first time or something.
Yeah, Cece's like, well, we still have to worry about my test. And he goes, Cece, this, you should have passed it the first time, you buffoon.
Buffoon, that's it. Thank you. And that is when they decide to start drinking wine. And Winston makes the most amazing entrance, which is weird because he lives there. But he comes from the hallway in his all white tux. How adorable.
Love that. I could watch that scene a million times.
Samesies. So the honey roast starts and we see Nick has a makeshift podium and he's the MC. And Jess is now dressed as Ferguson because she has, that's one of three cat costumes. One of many. She's drinking a cat Pernay. Ha ha.
Oh, that's right. Cat Pernay.
And the others have to pretend like they don't know about the breakup and that everything's funny. When Jess takes over the honey roast and says she's going to do a real roast, and Winston's like, oh. And she doesn't roast Winston, thank goodness, but roasts and air quotes everyone because she's just saying nonsense. And then gets to Nick and points out several weird things about him, like how he thinks birds should be called wind mice. And I love how Nick goes, think about it.
Yeah.
But do you know the worst thing? The worst thing is that he is okay and I'm not okay. And that's when Nick tells the truth and Jess talks about how she's feeling and Winston's really confused. They announce they broke up to the group and everyone pretends that it's the first time they're hearing it, but it's really bad, not bad acting, but bad acting of them pretending to them. And Winston is like, what's going on? When they explain that they broke up and they hid it from him because they didn't want to ruin his special day, he's really touched. And then everyone stands in a circle and holds hands.
I like
when, Nick says how he feels and then Jess says how she's feeling. And she's like, fantastic. And Nick's like, yeah, it took a long time to say that word.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Heather?
I like it when Nick says, Winston's so cute. Teddy bears buy him for their kids.
Which is the bear reference.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Yes.
Yeah. I was so excited there finally was a bear reference again, or at least when we caught. So
and then when Winston was like, I think they asked him, has any of your family ever been a cop? He's like, no, but my cousins were in Bad Boys all the time, but they got no residuals, so they're still broke.
Yeah, that was at the start.
Because they were on Cops as part of the crime.
Yeah, and they were singing the theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved when they sung the theme, when they sang the theme song.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Heather?
Oh, I was just going to say, I like how Winston's like, we can do the honey roast tomorrow.
That's what I was about to say. Under the circumstances, he's going to postpone it till tomorrow.
Right.
But no one's having it. And then the last scene is Jess crying, watching Dirty Dancing. Guess she remembered they have a couch. And Nick calls her from the room and they have like a nice talk. He throws her tissues from the door when she runs out and he says goodnight. And then they both start singing whatever song.
Hungry Eyes.
Thank you, Heather. And that ends our episode. So first thing is...
Wait, before we go on, I forgot to tell you guys something. I only gave you half of my feeling stick. In the movie that has a character named Winston, there's also a character named Rick Sr.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we hate
From Zombie Zoo.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an obscure reference. Good job, Heather.
And to have Winston, the name Winston, both in the same movie.
Yeah, maybe there's some common thread there with the writers.
Maybe.
So favorite Jess look is up first. I don't know how you choose anything other than Jess as Ferguson. Also, where was actual Ferguson during the honey roast?
Oh, maybe all those people scared him.
The people he lives with?
Oh, that's true. Maybe Jess's cat costume scared him.
Okay, I'll take that. Heather, was that your favorite Jess look too?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yep.
Okay. don't be afraid to elaborate because it's a podcast. So best dressed, again, I don't know how you pick anyone other than Winston and his white tux. Heather?
I don't want to be basic, but I had to put Winston.
I don't think that's basic. I think it's just the smart choice, Joe.
Yep, same here. The white. The only thing that was missing was a top hat.
Well, he did have a cane.
Oh, that's true.
Trying to want to overdo it.
It would have made the uniform.
That would have. That's a good hat, Joe.
That brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, gosh. It had to be when he's talking through the doors to the girls.
Yes, and knocking.
Asking, yeah, to make it weird and barely, you can barely spell pregnancy. And that was funny.
I agree. Heather, favorite Schmidt moment?
My favorite is the whole, I am a child of divorce. And then calling Cece a buffoon and telling her she should have passed it the first time.
Not mine's similar. I just like that divorce is all I wrote. That he called him a child of divorce.
Divorce. It's all about Schmidt.
Yeah, it always is. And a zero on the jar count as usual. Just like the Bears. I'm starting to think that's a myth. Favorite funniest moment. Mine's broad because I'm saying it's Winston everything. Like when he said, if I had my druthers, like 100% of my druthers, like the outfit, the concept of Honey Roast, that someone said that kids buy him for their bears, for him or whatever.
That's awesome.
Anything that he said or was said about him, the yawning, I mean, just an amazing Winston episode. Winston everything is my favorite moment. Heather?
For me, you know, again, I don't want to be basic, but Winston walking in the white tux.
Oh, yeah.
So Winston.
And unexpected.
Yes.
And I liked it, the postponed Honey Roast. He goes, then that time, y'all are going to wear white.
Yeah. He's so funny.
Joe, favorite or funniest moment from this episode?
Well, it happened to be way back in the start of the episode. We kind of glossed over it. But it was, I thought, the scene that set the tone for the whole show. And what it is Nick and Jess are sitting on the end of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like, how you doing? Good. You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm great. And then it kind of gets awkwardly silent because she doesn't know where to go. She goes, well, I usually go home, but I am home. And he goes, yeah. And I live at your home. So, you know, I'm here. And then more awkward silence comes. And then Nick goes, did you know that monkeys, when they're hungry, they smack their lips? He starts smacking his lips.
I think remember that? He wanted to show that they didn't have aggression towards the other monkeys and they don't want any trouble. They go.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And she's just like, oh, okay.
No, Jess's eyes did all the acting in that because she was just like,
That was hilarious. And then he's like, yeah, and then they give each other oral pleasure, I guess. I don't know. And Jess is just like rolling with it. It's like the worst conversation ever, you know, to get to where they gotta go.
Yeah,
that was definitely
a favorite funniest moment. We're right, we didn't mention it. So that brings us to, ironically, the Honey Roast Award, which I am giving to the Honey Roast, because without it, we wouldn't have the segment.
See what you did there?
I do see what I did there. Heather, who or what is your Honey Roast?
Well, nobody even has to ask me. Tran, missing
his
recital.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the rule. Yeah.
But I do want to add something. This is bad news for everyone, especially me. When I saw Tran, it reminded me of Remy. And I thought, I miss Remy. So I Googled. Remy is only on 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And they all passed.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, he made an impression during those 3 episodes. Miss you, Remy.
What?
Remy died?
No, Joe. No. He's not on any more episodes.
Oh, she said he passed.
I did, and it's some Instagram Q&As and some polls.
Oh, and I thought he passed.
I understand. You thought he passed. And I said, do you guys prefer when we're in person to when we're on Zoom? And like 90% were like, oh, yeah, we prefer in person better. And then I left a column next for people to put comments. And it's really, really nice. She always sends us really cute messages. And I don't have her name handy, but she goes, I like it better in person too, but also I think Joe has to pay more attention that way.
Well said, nice person.
And it's like the accuracy. Okay, that brings us to bear references, which you already addressed.
What about my favorite Honey Roast Award?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your favorite Honey Roast Award?
All right. So this one goes to Nick.
Because it always goes to Nick. Wait, if you say, because he had to deal with a lot of things.
Yeah, he had to deal with a lot of things. But one of the most underrated scenes, obviously, is the monkeys. But then Nick makes Winston's chair, his roast chair, and they only show it as he pushes it back to the wall because he was doing it to get his mind off of Jess.
Yeah.
And it's like this little red light, you know, you might see when you're a kid, you might have this little red light in your room, like something like that, with duct tape all over it. And it's just a mosh of like stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that was hilarious. And then him under the influence was just too much.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God. Him just twitching. And then, you know, and just taking it all in. He's like, oh, that's a long word, you know. And then think about it with the wind mice, you know. I mean,
no, you have a lot of good lines. Someone said also in that Q&A thing, like, are you guys going to do the bingo? Like, can we get that? And so now Joe gives Nick the honey roast because he had to deal with a lot in this episode.
Joe has to deal with a lot in this podcast.
Yeah. So the bears, obviously, teddy bears by Winston's for their kids, which who wrote that? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that brings us to discussion questions, which we have a decent amount of time for today. I'm going to start with just what do you guys think of the way Nick and Jess handled themselves on what was a very important day for Winston? Do you think their behavior was appropriate?
Oh,
they obviously had good intentions. What are your thoughts, Heather?
I give them props because they did their best. They're in pain.
Yeah.
You know, their goal was to make it a great day for Winston, but sometimes in life, things don't go as planned.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not mad at them, not at all.
Joe?
Well, I think the way they broke up is kind of weird how they announce it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of not weird. Like today, if you break up, you don't tell anybody. You go to Facebook and you erase all their pictures or you unfriend them or you block them. That's how you break up these
days. You said you go on a treadmill?
No, on Facebook. You go on Facebook.
Take them off Facebook.
Yeah, and you unfriend them, you block them, you do all that. So the art of breaking up has changed. So many breakups over text. I can't tell you all the kids that work for me. I hear all the issues. Well, he sent me a text. He don't want to go out no more. She sent me a text. She don't want to go out no more. Everybody electronically does it. It's like the ultimate cop out. Now, in the old days, we had to do it face to face. You know what I'm saying? And telling people was kind of like, you just tell people, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Those are all really interesting points. But I was curious if you thought that Nick and Jess's behavior was appropriate, if they handled the situation well in regards to Winston.
Oh, well, in regards to Winston, yeah, they took a back seat because it was a big day for him. He passed the exam. He probably wrote on the back and did the test questions on the back and all that. So I'd say that was appropriate.
Okay. I was a little disappointed. I know they had good intentions, but man, it didn't last long. But of course it went from morning to night in what seemed like 1 second. So I would imagine it was a very long day for them. But just overall, the way they broke up, and I know they're in a tough situation, but couldn't talk about their emotions and had to fake stuff, just drove home the fact that like they weren't ready for their relationship yet. They weren't like mature enough yet. And I've always been like, it made no sense they broke up in Mars Landing. And this podcast has made me realize, okay, it did make sense. I don't think it makes sense how long they stay apart after this. But I just looked at it through a different lens now. So that was,
that's what's fun about when you slow down for a podcast. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It makes it make a little more sense. Joe, do you have a discussion question? It's okay if you don't.
On this, No, other than have you ever seen monkeys smack their lips in aggression?
Okay, they did it to show they didn't have aggression, that they didn't want any trouble with other monkeys. I've been to the zoo, but I've never seen that. Heather, have you?
I haven't been to a zoo since eighth grade, but I don't remember them doing it there.
Joe, have you seen that?
I've seen them smile. When they smile, it's hilarious.
Okay.
But I've never seen them smack their lips unless they're eating.
Heather, do you have, let's just start with one discussion question.
I think we already answered one of them, because I said, are you pro or con flashcards? But you and I are pro. Pro does a study.
Yeah.
Pro. How can you not be pro? Mm-hmm. And then tell me if you guys agree or disagree, but Jess is obsessed with Cece and she's a teacher. So wouldn't she be all over tutoring Cece for the GED?
I would say yes, except for Cece addressed that. Like, I'm so sorry he offered. I thought you were busy with Nick. And I think that if it would have been any other episode and she was already with Nick or we were past the breakup, she would have completely freaked out, been over the top about it. Cece probably didn't tell her for that reason. It was just because of the breakup is my theory. Joe, what do you think?
What do you mean? Rephrase the question.
How about you just listen to it the first time
Cece addressed it? Somehow I missed that.
Yeah, so when they go in the closet, Cece goes, I know why you're mad. I would have asked you, but he offered and I thought you were busy with Zoe. Or then Jess goes, I'm not busy with Nick anymore, and starts crying.
That makes perfect sense. Okay,
All right, Heather, we have time for one more then.
Great, and I have one more. Okay, so in this episode, we see Cece struggling to get her GED. And I wonder, did you ever have a certain test in your life that you had to take that was hard to pass or really stressful for you?
I mean, I don't think we have enough time to address all the tests. But I do. I used to have nightmares, though, when you were a senior at our school, you had to take things like economics.
Oh, yes.
It was like economics and something else. I don't know why. It was like history and economics. And I would have nightmares that I was on the bus to go to grad night and they came in and like would pull me off because I failed economics. So then we got on the bus to go. I passed economics barely. And they pulled someone else off for failing a class. And I was like, that really happens? I
thought that was my dream.
What?
On the way to grad night, they pulled someone out?
Yeah, because it was that close. Like, we went to grad night before we even graduated. Like, it's not really. You know, they're like, we're coming right down to the wire. And they're like, no, you can't. Like, you couldn't. We went to private school. So you can't go to dances. You can't go to anything unless you have like a solid GPA.
Right.
So it was like a whole thing. Anyway, Joe, what's your answer? Did you ever have a test? Well, you didn't even study. So I think you're fine.
So for me, and this is a weird instance, but for me, it's my real estate test for my real estate license.
Yeah.
Now, in the state of California, it's really weird how the tests are really hard. And what you can do is, and I'm sure they still do it, is everyone tells you in your real estate class, when you go to take your test, take this class first, because this class will teach you how to pass the test. And I'm thinking, well, why doesn't this class do it? The one I've been going to for like 8 weeks, right? They're like, no, take this class. It's a Saturday and Sunday down in Anaheim, and they'll teach you how to pass the test. And I didn't understand that because I thought I just took 8 weeks of a real estate course. I just learned how to pass the test. So when I got there, the guy's like, I'm bringing my books. I'm like getting all my stuff I learned the last 8 weeks. We don't even open up the books. The whole test, the whole way to pass the real estate test in California is if you see this word, here's the answer.
Ooh.
Because they give you these long questions. They try to trip you up on the questions, in the question, the verbiage, right? So if you see the word joint tenancy, you know that the answer is two owners. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they teach you when you see this word, here's the answer every time. Here's the answer. Here's the answer. And it's like 100 questions on this test. But you keep seeing the same word, and then you'll see the answer because it's, you know, it's multiple choice. So you're looking for those words. Yeah. And I passed the test without even opening my books that entire weekend.
Wow.
Congratulations, Joe.
I know.
How about this years ago? Why are you congratulating?
And I tell all the kids. Yep. I tell all the kids that are taking the real estate test now to take that class. Take that class. It was like $200 or $300. Well worth it.
Well worth it.
And you were a realtor for like a really long time.
No, not really. I only hung my license for a little bit. But passing that test, it was a hard test.
No joke in California. You're absolutely
right. I've heard how difficult
a very impressive accomplishment. Mine and Heather's mom passed it on the first try too. Most people I know have had to take it a couple times.
Did she take that class?
No, she didn't. She just studied her books. All right, well, that concludes this episode. We'll see.
Do I get to answer my own question?
Oh, sorry, running out of time.
Okay. Well, I took the CBEST. Back in the 90s, I didn't pass it because of the math. Basically, any math class has been touch and go for me, especially at the test. But I got smart with my last one. I would show up at the teacher's office literally every morning. It was summer school. I would be at her office every morning before she got there and basically demand she look at my homework and answer my questions. So I knew even if I failed the test or something, she'd want to get rid of me, but I got a B. So I was proud of myself for that math class.
Or perhaps putting forth the effort to get the extra help is what helped you pass the class.
Yeah, that's how I passed it. She didn't have to give me a B. She could have given me a D- and I would have been good with it.
Never mind. Okay, so that concludes our discussion for this episode. We'll see you next time for season 3, episode 22, Dan's, one of my more favorite episodes, and we'll all be back together. So thank you for bearing with us during this Zoom podcast, but we'll have a couple coming up for you back in person again. We hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.